Months ago, we talked with a well-educated, employed, and homeless middle school teacher. He was living in his truck by choice, trying to whack down his five-figure debt, school loans, a fix for his car, a fix for the fix, a final fix, another used car. In short, a series of unfortunate events that left him unable to afford rent and food. His story resonated with a lot of you who were either shocked at his level of personal responsibility or who wondered what would happen to him. We promised we'd catch up with David Gardner toward the end of the school year, which is about now, so we talked early in the morning before he took the short commute to class.
A lot of things have developed as a result of me coming on HPR and keeping the blog. A lot of people have discovered it. My principal discovered it, and that was kind of an interesting conversation to have. And very relieving also, because a lot of the things that I had kind of expressed in the blog, it was an opportunity to get those on the table, and we had a very productive and very good conversation. And it opened up a way to move forward. My ability to pay off my debt hasn't moved as quickly as I was hoping it was going to, but I am going to go ahead and get a place to live at the end of this month. And so for the month of June, I'll be subletting a place until I find a permanent apartment.
So what made the difference in this conversation with your principal so that you didn't feel as threatened as you did going into our last conversation?
Well, it's always about communication. You know, communication is so key, and it's really difficult. A lot of teachers feel like they teach in isolation, and they're so busy doing what they're doing in their classroom that it's hard for them to take the time to reach up to the administration and reach up to the leadership, and they kind of count on or hope for the leadership and the administrations to reach down to the teacher level. And the time to do those things at a very large school, it becomes very complicated from both ends. So this just opened up an opportunity to sit down and have that conversation.
How has that affected the anonymity that you've been trying to create by using a pseudonym?
My anonymity is very quickly eroding. There's a couple things that I'm working on right now that I want to keep under wraps for the time being. Yeah, it's eroding quickly, and I think people kind of find out who I am.
At what point will you be comfortable to use your own name?
Probably after the school year ends. One of my greatest concerns is my students. I just don't want that type of interference in the classroom. I don't want them, the kind of gossipy tone around it. I want them to feel secure and no big changes and no changes to the way that they look at me as the teacher at the head of the classroom. After the school year is over, I feel like I can be a little bit more free with the information and that would be okay.
So no parents have managed to figure out who you are?
No, not so far that I know of.
And that was your big concern?
Yeah, parents and students. I was more concerned about the students, even if some parents find out.
So here we are, weeks after we've talked last time, and in those intervening weeks, we've seen some changes with education policy, the governor getting a lot of what he wanted for early childhood education, and a contract that was ratified. How does that all stack up in the way you were looking at the world of education in Hawaii circa 2013?
Well, I think early childhood education is very important, and I think it's a step in the right direction. But it doesn't help if we get them in school early, if we still put them in struggling elementary and intermediate and high schools where they're just going to lose all of the advantage that they gained from early childhood education. So I think that we really still have to focus on the rest of our school district. I worry sometimes about the kind of budgetary distraction that it can be. We're already spending this much on education, now we're spending this much more. And kind of people looking at the whole number and not wanting to contribute more to the core of K through 12 as a result of it. You know, and we spoke a little bit about the contract and the teacher evaluations. I think teacher evaluations are something that's really important, and I agree with the principal teacher evaluations. I have a little bit of a concern about the drain of resources and kind of the vagueness with which some of these have been rolled out, and I hope they become clearer. I hope they become helpful, and I hope they become everything that they're being sold to be, but I just haven't seen the meat behind it yet that makes me feel comfortable that it's something really intended and that's really going to change the direction of education in Hawaii.
What would you have to see to make you say, there's the meat?
I think that there would have to be some defining of teacher duties and some efforts from the administrations and from the leadership to kind of define exactly what we're supposed to do, what teachers' responsibilities are. I think accountability for instructional time is really important. We have the standards-based grading and the standards-based education now, but how long does it really take for a teacher to do a lesson plan according to the standards and to develop a rubric for that, and then to grade 150 students according to that rubric, and then to track all of that progress? That type of data tracking in and of itself is a full-time job. Plus we have lesson planning, plus we have parent contacts, plus we have all these other things. And it's gotten to the point where our responsibilities are so overloading, and the administrations and leadership know we can't possibly complete 100% of all of it. So in exchange, what they do is they lower the standards on all of it. So it would be nicer if we had clear standards for it. This is the amount of time that we expect you to work on this individual thing. This is the amount of time we expect you to spend calling parents. This is the amount of time we expect you do lesson planning. And if they clearly define teacher duties, I think that they would realize exactly what all is going on within the life of a teacher, and they would have to confront some of the levels of responsibility that they're handing down.
So you're really asking for their needs and expectations to sync with the realities of a teacher's life.
Absolutely, yeah.
But David, as you know, you're going forward, this is the end of you know, this year, beginning of the summer, and then you've got next year to look forward to. Will there be differences for you in the classroom as you go into your class next fall?
Yeah, drastic differences. It's hard for me to tell you exactly what's going to happen next year because I'm working on some outside projects, some things with education advocacy that may or may not take up the majority of my time, and I'll have to see how that develops.
Does that mean that you might not be a teacher next year?
I would move into advocating for teachers in kind of a political or nonprofit type role. But, yeah, it could mean that I'm not in the classroom.
So it looks like you are making a different life for yourself, not just based on financial need and the fact that you're trying to pay off your what looks like an enormous debt still, but that you're really looking to shape education in Hawaii from a very solid position of not necessarily being just a teacher in a classroom, but trying to be that advocate and the galvanizing force for education.
I definitely like to be. You know, I came out of this position feeling stronger and more secure and more dedicated to education than I had been going into it, for sure. It kind of reminded me, of, you know, there's all those religious stories of Muhammad and Jesus and Buddha going out to the wilderness for a little while to be tried until they came back and kind of set upon their mission. You know, I enjoyed those religious stories, and I feel like, you know, maybe that mirrors my life a little bit. I went out to the wilderness to meditate for a little bit before I come back and dedicate myself to really working hard on advocating for something.
I don't think a lot of teachers would necessarily look at their classrooms as being the wilderness or a place to meditate, but we take your point. We take your point. We wish you all the best, and we'll keep in contact to see how your journey goes.
Thanks so much. It was good talking to you, Bethann. Thanks for having me.
Good talking to you too, David. Be well. Teacher David Gardner, a pseudonym, speaking with me earlier this week with an end-of-the-year update about his choice of homelessness over debt and what comes next. For more details, visit our HPR website, hawaiipublicradio.org.
Of the world.